You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's trending report time. What's trending so you can be in the know? Well, for one thing, it's National Toast Day. Is that
I love toast.
One of the great joys in life?
I went home and for lunch yesterday, I made scrambled eggs and toast.
Toast, man.
Toast. Just toast.
I don't know what it is. Although, I've been trying to be really good and stay away because bread is part of my kryptonite, man. It's terrible. It's terrible for you.
I don't even care.
But Gretch found some sort of keto bread that generally...
Keto bread?
Yeah, generally anything like that really is god-awful.
Yeah.
I gotta say, this one is decent.
What makes it different? Not as much sawdust in it, or
not? They cut back on the sawdust and the wood chips.
You just throw a handful of paper from the paper shredder in it too, right?
And then granted, it is better when you can doctor it with something.
You got to dunk it into gravy.
You know, like make an egg sandwich with it, right?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mask the flavor.
Yeah, but at least it's better than some of the others. Oh God,
I had regular bread yesterday. It was really good. And then for dinner, I had like a loaf of French bread too, with some butter and garlic salt on it, and I dipped it into marinara sauce, and it dripped down the front of me onto my chest.
You know, that just...
I was shirtless when I was eating that bread.
Yeah. I want to be that person, but it's just like...
Hey, it'll catch up with me. I'll be dead soon.
It probably will. You know, and I know I'm going to get 10,000 text messages that say, Dom, what kind of bread is that? I don't know.
It's top secret.
It's somewhere in my kitchen. I'd have to go look it up. Here's the thing. People are different, so you're just going to have to experiment with your own. Some people might like one type of fake bread, and others might like another.
Get on your Google machine and search.
Yeah, it's National Toast. It's also National Chili Day.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man.
Put some cornbread in that.
Mm. No, now you're just being cruel.
As long as it's just a chunk of cornbread that you bake in a pan, I don't want the cornbread muffins. I want the chunk of crumbly cornbread. Mm.
No, see, I'm anti-crumbly, and that's why when Gretch found some sort of recipe that makes cornbread taste just as good, but it's not as crumbly.
Oh, really? Because you take the crumbles then, and you take it on your little plate, and you take your fork and go, and slide the crumbles into your chili.
I don't.
And then you also take your shirt off and eat that.
Mm. Yeah. I don't like the crumbly part.
You're anti-crumble.
I love the taste, not the crumble.
Good to know.
So I know Jeremy, whenever he takes selfies, he doctors it all up with filters galore.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And apparently you're not alone. 70-something percent of people polled said that they will use some sort of filter to hide their imperfections.
Absolutely. Use that smoothing one, man. It takes out all the wrinkles and blemishes.
The thing is, it's just so obvious.
There is somebody that I know.
It's hilarious.
Works at a different radio station that is a big fan of the blurring filter, and it's like, you are not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh, well, we got just people at our own radio station that I could name.
Just saying.
And they even say that they do this to, explain this to me.
What?
They're using filters to hide their bad posture.
What?
What?
Is there a posture filter?
I didn't know. That's why I was asking you. You're more into these things than I am.
This is new to me. I don't know about that one.
They said the top physical imperfections we feel like we have to fix, and at 31% was bad posture. Maybe just me. Well, no.
Oh, I don't know.
Just now somebody will text us with that. You boys, you guys are stupid. You use such and such app, and it'll fix your posture.
Well, there's like if you go and edit in your photos, you can distort it. So you can like, there's like a distort wheel that kind of like straightens you a little bit. You know, it adjusts the way. I'm not going to explain it on the air.
Become distorted, if you ask me.
When's the last time you took a selfie?
Long time ago.
Never.
You know, if I did one, it was probably with the cat.
Yeah.
Let me just go grab my phone. I'm going through. I haven't taken a selfie. The last one I have of me that's on here was when you took that picture of me in January with the cake. But that's not even a selfie because you
took
it.
Not even a selfie, yeah.
So other than that, I have to go back to last year before there's a photo of me on there.
Dang.
I don't want want to scare anybody. That's why. What else do I have to share? Not interested in the rest of that stuff. What do you got?
I'm kind of with you on some of my stuff, but I do want to talk about this husband and wife team. They're on TikTok. It's Ty and Haley. They live in Florida. They run a popular TikTok channel where they post videos about their kids. Oh, how fascinating. But they're getting a bunch of heat for a hack they came up with to get their youngest son, Cannon, of course, on more rides at Disneyland.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
This is my son Cannon and my
it's
other son Maverick.
Let's not laugh.
It's Disney World. Excuse me, Disney World. They essentially added lifts to his shoes to give him an extra inch or two that he needed to hit 38 inches so he could go on more of the adult rides. They cut off some tops of the flip-flops, it sounds like, and then stuck them in the these soles in the bottom of his shoes with some Gorilla Glue. Now, of course, it's divided on whether or not these are the best parents ever so the kid can get on all the rides, or if they're the worst parents ever, because essentially if this kid isn't tall enough, he could, quote, fly off the roller coasters, says one commenter on this TikTok video. A lot of backlash.
There's more to this story,
though. He did do a follow-up video defending himself, Ty, the dad. He revealed that Cannon is actually tall enough for the rides, even in normal shoes. He measured him on camera to prove it, and they did the whole thing just to go viral. He didn't actually need the lifts.
Which, to me, makes them worse parents. Here, Cannon. They're first of all, we're going to name you Cannon.
Right.
And then secondly, we're going to exploit you so that we can get likes on social media.
And I don't know. I wonder if he measured him barefoot. I didn't really dig it too far into this video, because if they still measured him with shoes on, how do you know that those shoes still don't have lifts in him somehow? But I don't know.
Deep down inside, none of us really care how tall Cannon is.
Listen, I could say if this kid wasn't tall enough and they did do the lifts, I get it. We went to Disneyland this past summer, and we were worried that our daughter would not be tall enough to ride some of the rides, and we were spending a buttload of money to go to Disney, and we wanted to make sure that she could get on everything. There was like two or three things we weren't real sure of. Mm-hmm. So the months building up, it was like incentive for her to finish her dinner. It's like, eat all your dinner, eat it. You've got to grow a half an inch.
Were you taking her arms and Nicole taking her feet?
Yep.
And you guys pulling on her?
Every night we would hang her upside down in her bedroom just to stretch her spine out. That's a lie.
Don't funny.
Email me. I'm joking. But anyway,
don't call.
It was a joke, for God's sakes. Anyway, by the time we got to Disney, she was able to get on all the rides. So I kind of get what Ty and Haley were trying to do on their TikTok page. Okay, nobody cares. Move on. Shakira's boyfriend. Remember this story a few weeks ago? Everybody
found out that this guy
was cheating because the jam in the fridge. Shakira only likes strawberry jam. She was the only one in the house who likes to eat it. She came home and the jam was empty. Found out that the girlfriend was over at the house eating her jam. My goodness. Anyway, this guy, Gerard, he was out with his...
Stop it.
Yeah, Gerard was out with his new girlfriend to some restaurant, and the owner apparently is a huge Shakira fan. And they kicked him out of the restaurant. They said, get out of here. You are a jerk. You cheated on Shakira, and we're not going to serve you.
So he's a jerk. Kick him out.
He's a total jerk. So that's kind of a funny video that's floating around. You actually see him getting kicked out. So that's going on. Some dude out in Netherlands made his 1,000th consecutive visit to Chick-fil-A. He's gone to Chick-fil-A 1,000 days in a row. James Stinson. It looks like he's making local news this morning because he loves his Chick-fil-A. Our producer Josh just told me that he went there twice yesterday.
What?
Once for breakfast and once for like a lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, because he's a fatty. Just give me a thumbs up. I know, twice in one day.
I actually have mad appreciation and respect for that.
I was like, tell me more about this.
I'm not sure I would ever be able to... You know, convince myself to do that, even though I would want to.
I know. They roll through the drive-thru up in there and they, like, recognize you.
How many of our listeners
back
done
again?
Because there's breakfast and there's dinner, but what about if it was lunch and dinner? So, like, two meals in a row, back to back.
Hey, whatever.
Has anyone ever gone and gotten a Whopper for lunch and a Whopper for dinner?
I bet they have, man.
Taco Bell for both.
Mmm.
I suppose we've got people listening who have done all three meals in one day at the same fast
you
food
know,
joint.
One of those
Especially
people might
if you
be
work
in my
some
family.
Part of town and there's like not a lot of restaurants nearby, and you got to work at your desk during the lunch break. I don't know.
Why not? Zip on through. Just get something different. Who cares?
We're going to get text messages on this now.
All I eat is Whoppers, dog.
Story here says about half of us would spend more at an airport if there were sleep pods. Oh, I like the sound of that. Others would pay more for fast track through security and gaming zones or spa services. So you're going to go catch a flight and you'd pay a little bit extra if you go get a rub down before you get on the flight. Yeah, why not? I kind of like the sleep pods. I'm listening
you
to a...
You would never do that.
No, I wouldn't. I would...
You would never do it.
No. Other people's sleep pods, gross. I'm listening to a podcast right now. It's a Freakonomics podcast. It's essentially talking about the miracle of flight and what a miracle it is that we can sit in the sky and travel thousands of miles in hours, but we hate the industry so much. Why is that? It's right. Like, it's a miracle, but we all hate it.
That's the whole Louis C.K. bit that he did about people who bitch all the time about flying. And that they don't just sit there and realize what is going on. What does
you're
he say?
Sitting
you're
in the sitting sky in
a,
or something.
You're sitting in a seat in the sky.
Yes. But there was one lady on this podcast just complaining about how the airline that she was on heated up these cheese sandwiches on the airplane. And it made the whole airplane smell like cheese sandwiches. And she was pissed. Wasn't going to fly anymore because of cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches?
Yeah.
Was like, that like a grilled cheese? Or
it was like a
else?
Grilled cheese and it had a stinky cheese on it. She's like, I'm never flying again.
Speaking of food, can I just stop everybody right now who's texting in about the Chick-fil-A story? We know they're closed on Sundays. This
oh,
was
I forgot
1, 000...
to put in that anecdote. Yeah.
There's 1,000 times in a row when they were open.
Minus Sundays.
He didn't break in
there.
On the weekends.
And make
we
his
know,
own chicken
we,
sandwich.
We know they're closed. Everybody knows they're
Everybody.
Closed on
Sunday. These are the same people writing in about that are posting pictures of their temperature gauges on their dash.
Yes,
tell you right
Jared's
now.
Like, I understand, but you need to put an asterisk on that. No, you don't.
Aye.
You need to put an asterisk on your forehead.
Yeah, there. Except Sundays, dude. Relax.
Okay.
There. We have clickbait. It's cute. It's good. It's on our Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
Clickbait.
Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
It is a feel-good on our clickbait. 10-year-old girl in Pennsylvania wrote out her first song. She plays the violin, and her mom proudly posted her handwritten sheet of music online, and it's picking up steam because everybody took that little sheet music that she pumped out and actually started performing it. And the video I posted is from the director of music education at Seattle Pacific University. Sounds fancy. They arranged a full string orchestra to present her little handwritten music.
Give me the audio.
Oh yeah, I do have some. Hold on. I didn't have it queued up. Here you go. So it's a sad song.
I don't know. I find this...
This is like what would be playing in the background when you're eating your dry keto bread. You got a single... You got a tear running down your face. All he wanted was real
today?
Bread.
Keto bread.
Oh. His bread is so
That's
dry.
Funny. That's actually more true than funny.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
All right, good times.
Where do you find that story, Jeremy?
Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait. Yeah.